The Tao of Self-Confidence, Episode 471.
Welcome to the Tao of Self-Confidence, where I share stories of amazing women who have discovered their inner journey to self-confidence. Visit our website at thetaoofselfconfidence.com. Your inner journey to self-confidence awaits.
Well, hello, friend. Welcome to the Tao of Self-Confidence, where I share stories of amazing women who have discovered their inner journey to self-confidence. I'm your host today, Sheena Yap Chan, and today I have a phenomenal lady on the show today. She is a successful corporate marketer turned successful entrepreneur whose mission is to educate digital literacy in Asia. And I'm just really excited to have her on today to share her story with us on self-confidence. So without further ado, I'm going to introduce you to Mei Li. Mei, how are you today? Maybe you can fill in a little bit more about yourself to our listeners.
Hi, everyone. Thank you so much for having me. My name is Mei. I am a marketer and trainer with an extensive background in digital strategy, online marketing, and web technology. I have actually just left my corporate career to launch my own company called Dots Group this year. I have previously worked for big companies such as Disney, J.Crew, Hilton, and Omnicom. So I'm really happy to be here. I consider myself a digital nerd because my undergraduate studies were in marketing and Chinese. But then later on, I went back to earn my master's in application development and learn programming and coding. So I am a combination of marketing and programming, which is a pretty weird combination. I currently live in Singapore. I have been living in Singapore for the last 2 years. And prior to that, I was in Los Angeles and New York City.
Awesome. Well, thanks for sharing that. And congrats, you know, launching a new company. I know sometimes it's scary to leave, you know, a corporate job and to go out on your own, right? Especially that fear of the unknown. But the best thing about it is you know, there's so many wonderful opportunities that will come your way. So congrats again. And Mei, what's your cultural background?
I am Chinese by ethnicity. I was born in Taishan, China, which is near Guangzhou. My family immigrated to Portland, Oregon in the U.S. when I was 9. So I consider myself Chinese American.
Awesome. Well, thanks for sharing that. And what would be your favorite self-confidence quote?
My all-time favorite self-confidence quote would be this one from Tony Robbins, who is someone that I admire and actually follow closely. He said, "It is your decisions and not your conditions that determine your destiny," which I wholeheartedly agree with.
Thanks for sharing that. You know, that's a great quote. I mean, a lot of people feel like, you know, we don't have a choice to go out there and live the life that we want. And we do, right? It starts with that decision and just taking action on it. So I really love that quote that you mentioned. And in your own words, how do you define self-confidence?
I think my definition of self-confidence has been changing over the years. I would say that, you know, as of today, my definition would be self-confidence is the ability to stay true to your thoughts, desires, and decisions.
Thanks for sharing that. And you know that it's not as always easy to stay true to what you want to do, right? Or your decisions or your thoughts, especially in a society where we're constantly told what to do, especially as Asian women, right? It's like, go to school, get a job, get married, and that's it. So to go out there and do something on our own is scary because, you know, we're so afraid of what other people might think of us. But if we just go out there and show them what's possible and what we're capable of, then we can inspire others to do the same. So I like that definition that you mentioned. And Mei, what was your life like before your discovery of self-confidence?
I was, you know, before I discover self-confidence, I was really afraid to speak up and share my opinions. I think that's fairly common with people who are on their journey to self-confidence. You know, you have a lot of self-doubts. You are always looking to the outside world instead of looking internally for answers. And sometimes that actually takes away self-confidence because you are so confused with so many other with what people think of you or what people think of topics, of different topics. So I think that it's, you know, before the discovery of self-confidence, there was just a lot of confusion, a lot of uncertainty. And I think you know, it's okay to live a life like that, but it's important to take control of your journey so that you can actually seek clarity, and that will give you self-confidence in the process.
Thanks for sharing that. And I think that's something we all go through, right? Especially if, you know, being afraid to speak up. It starts with something as simple as not raising your hand up in class to say the answer because we're so afraid, like, if we give the wrong answer, then we're considered stupid, you know? And these little things add up. And I think a lot of people don't realize, like, it can start as young as when you were in school and we're kids. And, you know, what was that point in your life when you realized, you know, you were more than enough to go out there and, you know, do the things that you want, especially this mission that you have to educate, you know, people in Asia about digital literacy? What was that aha moment?
So I realized that there are, you know, 7.5 billion people in this world. And in order to find my place in this world, I have to cultivate self-confidence in order to stand out. And so I see it as a survival skill that I must master. And it doesn't matter how long it will take me to be self-confident, but it is something that I need to learn, practice, and master in life. So that was my aha moment, pretty much.
Thanks for sharing then. You know, it's self-confidence. It's something that we're always going to be learning for the rest of our lives, especially, you know, when new obstacles come up, right? We have to be strong enough to just keep going no matter what happens, no matter how many times we fall down, we just keep getting back up. And like you mentioned, there's no time limit on how long it's going to take. As long as you keep working at it, that's all that matters. And because of this realization, what's your life been like now?
I was able to attract better people and opportunities in my life. I think that when someone recognizes a self-confident person, they tend to be more interested in them as a person, and you tend to have better conversations and better relationships because you are being true to yourself and you're able to reveal truly how you feel and what you think, which in return earns respect from the people around you. So I think that self-confidence is something that breeds better relationships and overall can make life a lot happier and, you know, more valuable when it comes to time spent with people and yourself.
Thanks for sharing that. And May, if our listeners were tuning into your episode and they're in a similar journey to self-confidence, what would be that one tip you would give to her?
I would say that, you know, remember that self-confidence is a gift that keeps giving. It is a mindset that you can control and cultivate. And when it comes to self-confidence, it is, you know, it's important to keep in mind that it comes from happiness and from a sense of purpose. So live life based on your own definition of happiness and purpose.
Thanks for sharing that. And I love that last line that you mentioned, live life based on your own happiness and purpose, because there's so many people out there who feel like they can't do that, right? They just walk around living life, you know, based on other people, based on society, not realizing like we're meant to live life based on our own terms. And, you know, we can do that if we just, you know, show them that it's possible. So thanks for sharing that tip. And if our listeners wanted to get to know a little bit more about you and what you do, is there any links or social media profiles we can connect with?
Yes, I am on LinkedIn. So they can add me on LinkedIn under my name, Meili, M-E-I-L-E-E. And then on Instagram, which is my travel account, they can also follow me at Hi Meili. H-I-M-E-I-L-E-E.
Thanks for sharing that. And to our listeners, if you want to connect with May, you can also head on over to thetaoselfconfidence.com and search for May's name. Her show notes will pop up along with everything else that we talked about. And I just want to thank May today for taking the time to share her story and tips with us on self-confidence. So thank you so much.
Thank you so much for having me.
Not a problem. It was an honor having you on the show. And to our listeners, be on the lookout for another new episode of another amazing woman's journey to self-confidence. And we'll talk to you soon. Bye for now.
Bye.
Thank you for tuning in to another amazing episode of The Tao of Self-Confidence. Get your free self-talk tape for building self-confidence by visiting our website at thetaoofselfconfidence.com. Your inner journey to self-confidence awaits.